Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com. Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, welcome to The Guinea Pig. I'm Dr. Mariam Zamani, an oculoplastic surgeon and aesthetic doctor.
And I'm Fiona Golfer, a writer and journalist. I'm no stranger to a cosmetic procedure, and I'm willing to try pretty much anything.
Which is why I'm here, to make sure Fiona and anyone else that's out there considering a treatment to help make a better informed decision safely and to try and collect as much information as they can.
If you're looking for an honest, no-holds-barred approach to invasive and non-invasive cosmetic surgery,
then The Guinea Pig is here to help you.
Hi, and welcome to a brand new year of The Guinea Pig podcast. We're back at the clinic after our Christmas break. How was your Christmas, Fee?
Well, Mariam, happy new year to you too. My Christmas was fattening.
As it should be.
To say the gloves came off would be the understatement. Have some roast potatoes with your roast potatoes, why don't you? But it was lovely because I was in Cornwall, where I spend a lot of my time, and it was beautiful. And I had friends and we cooked and did all sorts of very, yes,
naughty,
delicious things. Well, I wasn't going to say naughty because I've decided not to call it naughty. We just did
naughty
it.
Naughty other things, not necessarily food.
It was nice, not naughty. Nothing else naughty.
Naughty and
sadly,
nice.
No. But there we are. Enough about that. I want to say I feel marvellous because I have just been in Cornwall for a few weeks and I have been doing all those things. But actually, I'm back in London. I feel a little bit like I've been doing lots of long walks and everything. And good as that is, my skin feels like a pair of old boots. And I feel that I need, I was walking down the street today to come and see you, and I caught sight of myself in a mirror.
In a storefront? Please don't do that.
Okay.
Just one word. Everybody comes in and they hate how they look. Everybody hates how they look in those mirrors. They're not actually mirrors. It's a bad reflection and not at all what you look like in real life.
It's just a bit green.
Maybe the window was tinted.
Because you work in Sloane Street, I actually went into Harvey Nichols, which I haven't been into for years and years, and made like a teenager at the makeup counters. Actually, I felt so guilty because I kept putting more and more makeup on my face at the Chanel counter. And then I thought, oh God, are they going to expect me to buy anything? And I'm like, this is lovely. And maybe just a bit there and sort of eyeshadow and a bit of concealer.
And then you don't look like you have anything on.
Well, it's because I've got very good makeup skills.
Yes, you do indeed.
But under these makeup skills is the end of a bit of a kind of, I've had flu actually as well while I was in Cornwall. So I did feel a bit kind of grim, and I feel like I could just kind of residually a bit grey, like the sky.
So lack of sunshine.
Yeah, so I decided to investigate. I thought I'd give myself a booster. I felt my body actually was sort of saying, you need something it. And it's not just spinach that's going to do it for you. So I've just been to see this really kind of amazing woman at Skin Matters, which is where I have my facials with this lovely lady called Joanne Evans, who we really must get on the show, actually.
We will.
Because she's my most constant relationship in beauty terms, and we've never had her on. She has these sort of like guests, if you like, who can drop in at her beautiful, lovely space that she works out of in Holland Park. And I went to see this woman, and she's called Catherine Hempel. So even though I've had lots of vitamin infusions over the years, I absolutely wasn't expecting what I got when I went to meet Catherine. I've been to so many different spas. I've been to so many kind of different places where they kind of pop a needle in your arm and they say, here's an infusion of vitamin C plus
A few other bits,
a cocktail, and then they kind of leave you alone in a comfy chair and you wonder whether you feel better half an hour later. Generally, I can feel the vitamin B12 because that makes me feel hot, but otherwise I don't, and I never really know. And so I was so unprepared for how thorough and rather amazing Catherine was that I decided to record the session. So we're going to put it into this week's show. But just to tell you a little bit about her, she works out of Joanne's space. And she also works at the Hale Clinic, which is on Harley Street. And she's got all sorts of therapies that she's a naturopath. And she does acupuncture and bioresonance and infusions and naturopathy and nutrition and ozone therapy and all B12 injections. So all these things are kind of complementary. She works out of the Hale Clinic, which is somewhere that I visited when I think the first piece I ever wrote for Vogue was I was sent to the Hale Clinic. I'd never written a word in my journalistic career. And I was asked if I wanted to write about, oh God, what's it called when they stick a thing up your bum? Colonic irrigation. And I'd
That's
never,
a nice
I'd
introduction.
Yeah, it was a really good introduction to journalism, actually. Because it seemed like such an odd thing to be asked to write about. I remember they say, you know, they stick a thing up your bum and then you see your poo float by in a kind of glass box. And it was the early 90s when I was asked to do this, and Damien Hirst was busy popping things into formaldehyde. And I remember thinking, I want to write it because it might be funny. This could be a very funny thing to write about. So off I went to this Hale Clinic, and it's because Princess Diana was doing it. It had become a big trend. And I just fell for the Hale Clinic and everything to do with it. But so I wrote about colonic irrigation. But the Hale Clinic is a truly, truly excellent place. I know it is. It's been going for a very long time. And it really is all things sort of naturopathic and holistic. And they were ahead of many, many people. It's full of Austrian people because they know better than we do about those things. Back to Kettering. She has been working in the health industry for more than 17 years. She worked at the London Institute of Neurology as a medical scientist. She's studied naturopathy. She knows her shit, Mariam, is the bottom line. And I felt, if I tell you, I bounced out of that place.
I know. I remember hearing your voice. I couldn't even comprehend you.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. I was up at 7. This is yesterday I went. You'll hear in the recording what she put into me, because they're words that I find hard to articulate. But she put, what was interesting about her is I went in and she had the kind of generic bag of vitamins waiting for me. And I lay down. And as we started to speak, I'd hear snap and she'd pop another vial of something into this bag, because I was describing my symptoms and she was responding to my
needs.
Symptoms, yeah, my needs at the time. And so I really noticed. And then she gave me a second bag of goodies into my arm for energy and Viv. So one was very kind of vitamin C orientated and trying to kind of re-stimulate my system, and the other one was trying to give me some energy. And I thought, let's see. And I've been in such a good mood. My husband's in shock. But I've been so miserable and Grinch-like with this kind of flu bug and general lethargy that I've had. And it's really put a spring in my step. So do you take vitamins?
I am notoriously bad. With all good intentions, I have a whole tray of vitamins in my kitchen. Mm. And I'm actually very good with my children. They have vitamins every morning, as well as vitamin D drops, since we live here in London with
sunshine.
With minimal sunshine. And so I'm very good at making sure my kids are well taken care of. But for myself, not so much. I start off... And I also have a kind of an old school mentality that you should eat your vitamins rather than, you know, take a pill form of them. I have done many vitamin drips too, because I think I'll say what I think is beneficial from them. But in general, for myself, I take calcium with vitamin D and a little bit of magnesium. That's all together in a lovely chewable chocolate form that I get from the States. And
you say vitamin, I say vitamin. Ultrient, which is what I sort of take when I remember to take something, which is a sort of liquid form. It's like a gloop. Comes out kind of like a jelly, and I put it into a little bit of water and drink it down. Is 98% absorption into your system immediately of a vitamin C or whatever vitamins you take by their liposome. They're called, get me with all my big words. But she said, really, if you take those kind of coated vitamins, you're barely going to be putting anything really into your system. And that the intensity of the product that she put into me, which is pretty well all made in Germany and Austria, because they're very, very good at that stuff, is what really counts. And so even if you are eating it...
It's nice to often have just a little boost as well.
Yeah.
I mean, I take the calcium and vitamin D because my dad is an orthopedic surgeon, and he's always telling me that, you know, one of my vices is I'm a Coke Zero.
You are, which is why your
junkie.
Teeth will fall out.
No, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
So everybody has to have a vice. If Coke Zero is mine, then, you know, Slowly.
Because if I said mine, someone would come and arrest me before we ended the show.
But you go ahead and take that because actually the carbonation from that depletes your body from, you know, from the calcium and some of the nutrients that you need. And so I don't want to have brittle bones as I age. And that's the reason why I'm pretty good. Plus they're chocolate and, you know, who doesn't want to have a little bit of chocolate in the morning? So I kind of kill two birds with one stone. But speaking about vitamins, there is a very good website called Amrita Nutrition, and that's a UK website. And I have to say, in terms of finding good vitamins, that is a website that has better quality and better vetting, in my opinion. So, you know, the way that vitamins are formed are very important. And actually, a lot of things that people don't know. So, for instance, my husband is a big vitamin popper. You know, he takes omega, he takes lots of different things. But one of them, for instance, is omega. And, you know, you don't think about it, but we are very conscious about our mercury levels, for instance, yes, from having sushi and different fish. But actually, did you know that it's actually also very important in the vitamins that you take? So if you don't know where the source of that omega is coming from, you could be ingesting vitamins that
really
are filled
so you
with
could be
mercury.
Having bad omega.
Yes, which is kind of crazy because you don't think about it. You think you don't know what the process is of collecting that vitamin, essentially. And so if they're not taking it from the small little sardines and, you know, the different smaller fishes that have less contamination with mercury, you could actually be increasing your mercury level.
Without even knowing. Life is just a minefield.
It is a minefield.
Victoria Health is another really nice website.
That is a very nice website as well. It's well curated and very thoughtful.
Yeah. I believe everything they do. Well, I believe everything anyone does.
All you need to do is have someone whisper it in your ear.
The people who I know are very clever, much more clever than me, they also really, they really rate Victoria Health. So those are two good websites to look at. Because one thing I would say about the infusions is that I feel I really got my money's worth because I was feeling so low. And one of the things that she told me yesterday is that if you're feeling bad or you've had flu, you could go and have, you know, you could go and have up to 2-3 infusions in a week if you wanted to. And that would really help in the moment. She also talked a lot, and you'll hear in the recording about things like she gives infusions that have got a lot of turmeric in them, which is very good if you have cancer or if you're trying to treat
anti-inflammatory,
all sorts of, she's just so interesting. Ozone, she talked about.
I actually think that this whole realm of subset of medicine is really interesting. Just the Asian, the Southeast Asian, the naturopathic. We, interestingly enough, if you look back at older civilizations, like, so for instance, I'm Iranian, and I was just saying earlier that a lot of these vitamins and minerals and different turmeric spices, they have been used in our
food. Frankincense is a big one as well,
fenugreek, you know, they've all been implemented in our diets from thousands of years ago, and without necessarily, they were probably reasons why they were being used. And unfortunately in medicine, unless you actually go and have a specialization in that, which I don't have, I wish I did, I'd love to take a sabbatical from my life.
She says she struggles with doctors. Doctors really, you know, there's still a big battle that goes on between naturopathic and
it's because we're uneducated as doctors in general, because we don't learn in medical school.
She felt that way.
Oh, well, you know, I can insult myself, so.
I would say something for those of you out there is that it's not given away. That's just worth knowing from the get-go. It's quite expensive if you're going to have vitamin infusions, very good ones. I would say I really feel it was worth it. There are so many things I do that I don't feel are worth the money I spend on them, but that was something I felt was really gave me the boost that I needed. But know that it starts at about 250 and it can climb to about 500 plus pounds, depending on what you're putting into your system.
Well, I think also for you, there was an acute episode, you know, you have the flu and you were feeling down.
Didn't you know about it too?
We all knew about it.
I like to let people know when I'm sick.
No, but but at the same time, you know, even just having an infusion of fluid. So, you know, the old moms always say, when you're sick, have a soup, you know, have your orange juice.
Fluids.
And so you're dehydrated. Your body is fighting off infection. All your cells in your body are gearing up to get rid of whatever is attacking you. And so you do need those things. And that's why, you know, bone broth, you know, chicken soup, they're filled with all these nutrients. And so having an infusion of vitamins, minerals, minerals, amino acids, and then a little other thing here and there, you know, does actually help. Is it just the contents? No, it's also the fluid helps substantially too.
Funny enough, I got really, 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 really thirsty whilst I was having the infusion.
Interesting.
Because I think she was giving me such high doses that I could feel my tongue was furry, but I was really, really thirsty. I could feel a kind of heat going through my body, which I knew was the B12. That cooled down with the second infusion. But funnily enough, when I started to feel like I was getting sick about, it was literally about 14 days ago, I've been feeling just kind of ropey. So obviously I made chicken soup. I'm a nice Jewish girl. So on went the chicken soup. And I cannot tell you, I was so grateful for that chicken soup.
It's true.
I really needed it. And that's all I ate for days. I'm looking very skinny, everybody. You should know that. That was the
silver lining.
Yeah, but particularly after the Christmas, you know, blowout. But I didn't eat much when I got sick. So I was thank God. Always have some chicken soup in your freezer, people. I'm just saying that as an aside.
As a nice
because
Jewish
I
mother.
Think, yeah. I've done a bit of a freezer fill anyway of soups, but it's just, you never know.
But you know, the other thing that's interesting is that the body also goes into starvation mode sometimes when you're ill. So it's true, you know, one of the signs, for instance, of unfortunately when you have cancer is a significant weight loss because your body automatically wants to fight infection and bad things that are inside of your body. And so you're burning a lot faster. You also have less of an appetite. And so you're trying to starve. You know, your defense system is trying to starve the bacteria or the virus that's there. And so you also feel more lethargic during that time because actually there is so much going on, even if you're not physically active, that goes on in the body. So, but back to vitamins, because I can go off on a tangent very quickly with you, Fee, but back to the vitamins, I think it is important. There are some things that are important for our natural well-being. And as we age, you know, like for instance, the calcium, the vitamin D, the magnesium, and also vitamin C is really important for a host of different things, not just, you know, health, but also skin health. It's great for collagen boosting. A little plug for skin in there. It's actually very interesting in knowing how much to take, when to take it, and what foods you shouldn't take it with are also sort of important too. So sometimes vitamin C doesn't get absorbed if you take it with certain foods. It's just, it's not...
Some do want food. So my kind of recommendation, if you can't get to an infusion or you can't afford an infusion, is for me, I would say my great find is these Altrient vitamins, which is like 1,000 mg high quality vitamin C supplement. And you just, you literally just kind of pop it into a little bit of water and it absorbs very, very quickly. You know, it's got such high absorption.
Well, liquids always, one caveat is, so obviously IV has the best absorption mm-hmm. because it's going directly into your system. The other is liquid forms have a faster absorption rate and sometimes
like
a better.
Yes,
exactly. So sometimes that has a better absorption just because it doesn't need to have the digestive process that certain capsules are or tablets or, you know, that need to go through the digestive system to be absorbed.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
So there are different, you know, depending on what you're taking, there are different forms. And it's good just to know that there are different forms and that the efficacy of those products.
There's a lot out there. I have a friend who's been trying to tout me. I mean, I don't say trying to tout, but, you know, she's been giving me these vitamins and says to me, oh, you know, Kate Moss is using it and this one's
Everyone's
using it. And I don't really care if Kate, so much as I love Kate Moss. I don't really care if Kate Moss is using it. I just want to know if it works. You know, if it's really good for you. If it's good for me, and just the assumption that a model, lovely as she may be.
Well, the other thing I would say is that sometimes when you have these, so a lot of people go to spas and have this done as part of their treatment protocol. So you can have blood tests done that can tell you, for instance, how deficient you are in vitamin D, or, you know, where your blood levels are of these different minerals and vitamins. And remember that this is always a snapshot of your body at that particular moment. It's very influenced by your fluid levels. Like, so for instance, if you're dehydrated, you may have, you know, it may come out slightly higher concentrated, whereas if you've had like 10 liters of water, obviously it becomes a little bit more dilute. And just because at that snapshot, when you've had a blood test done that says, you know, that you're deficient in such and such, doesn't mean that maybe in 5 days you're not. Actually, maybe you've had different fluid and food intake that has changed that, or, you know, there's a lot of different variables that affect that. And I think that's very important. And as a doctor, the most important is whenever you go to see a doctor, vitamins are not harmless. You know, they can interact with medications. It's really important to know as a clinician, if you're taking different vitamins, they may interact with prescription strength vitamins. They may impede, you know, absorption. They may actually make things less effective, or sometimes even accentuate the effect. So it's really important that if you decide that you're going to take vitamins, that you disclose that to your GP or the doctor who's prescribing you prescription medications. Really an important point. It may seem harmless, but sometimes even those vitamins can interfere with other vitamins, you know, so it's not something that you should just go and, you know, say, oh, you know, I need vitamin B12, I need, you know, vitamin C, I need vitamin D, I need all these different things. It's really, there should be a plan to do it.
Although I did say to her yesterday, are there any potential side effects to what we're doing? And she said no.
As a one-off.
She was controlling it as a one-off.
You're not taking them every day.
And she's watching me, and I wasn't going purple.
Well, and also, you know, you're not getting an infusion every day of high-dose vitamin C, or I'm not sure what else.
I'd get so much done if I felt like this every day.
You get so much done anyway, Fee.
Oh, yeah, lie in bed and watch
The Crown.
Anything. Have you been watching The Crown ever?
I have not. I have not had chance to watch TV, period. I mean, I'm
obsessed
really...
by, I mean, call me, I'm cheating on the family business, but I've been watching The Morning Show, which is Jennifer Aniston and Reese.
Oh, is it good?
Oh my God.
Okay, so that's something I have to...
But I love it.
You love it? It's good to have some of those things that make your mind go... wander a little
bit. Take them off my face. Takes my mind off my face and anything that does that. Not about me for 5 minutes.
So, Fee, how long did this double infusion take?
I was probably in there for about 45 minutes because of having a second one and asking lots of questions.
And did it hurt?
No, you know, you have a tiny needle prick in your arm. I tell you what I feel is that on the arm that the infusion's going into, there are times where I feel a sort of a buildup of pressure. And I think that's probably
the fluid going in.
I said to her, you know, this my arm feels a bit heavy and tight. And she said that's
normal. But they can also change the rate of the infusion. So
yes.
You could have it go faster or less.
She did that. She changed the rate of the infusion.
That's also important to note, that it's important to have somebody there listening to your concerns too. So just to make sure everything is going as it should.
Well, I went with, when I had my last infusion, which didn't even touch the sides compared to this one, I went with a friend, and hers took so much longer than mine because obviously, like everything else in my body, my veins are enormous.
You're making me want an infusion. I haven't had one in so long.
Let's go do it. But I think you and I need to go for a sort of, you know, health.
I would love
a health break. So we are actually planning one, everybody. So we will be reporting from there. Stay tuned. So right now, have a listen to what happened when I went to visit Katrin Hempel at Skin Matters. So I'm here at Skin Matters with Katrin Hempel, who is a
naturopathic doctor,
and she is going to give me an infusion, vitamin infusion, because I feel terrible. I feel exhausted. I've had flu for about 10 days. I'm kind of coming out the other side of it. What would you suggest, Katrin, is probably the best thing to give me?
A high dose of vitamin C. Vitamin C is the main ingredient for immune boosting benefits. A good dose of a B complex with a high dose of B12 and folate. We're only using the activated forms of the B12 and the folate, which is much easier absorbed and used by the body. And they are very important also for energy production and for nervous system health as well. And they also help the immune system too. Then we can use a high dose of different amino acids, again, that work on helping support the immune system. And we can use glutathione, which is a very potent antioxidant, because when you have an infection, there's a lot of toxins, waste products, a lot of oxidative stress. Glutathione is helping to fight that and combat them. All the IV nutrients are absorbed 100%. They're going directly into the bloodstream. So you get a much higher dose than you would ever get by oral supplementation.
I can see that it's coming through quite quickly, which must mean that I'm quite dehydrated, because I know that if you are hydrated, it goes slower, right?
Not necessarily. It just depends on your veins, your blood pressure, if you have good veins.
I've got very good veins, yes. I know that.
So that's always helpful for an IV, of course. I'm just going to add a few. So we're adding other nutrients in.
Are we?
As well. Yeah, of course. Okay. We're going to boost this up now, yes.
We're going to really kick some nutrient ass. Or ass. So I can feel a sort of heat through me, which I know is the B12, isn't it?
That's also magnesium.
And the magnesium. Funnily enough, I feel it kind of across my forehead.
Okay, yeah.
And in my arms, and sort of, I feel sort of slightly tingly, burny.
Yeah, that's the B12.
Yeah, the B12.
Yeah.
I can feel that in my left arm, which is interesting, because it's the needles in my right arm, but I can feel it kind of going through my blood.
All your cells are nourished straight away, and they take what they need in order to, well, improve.
It's such a good winter warmer of a thing.
Hey?
So once the one that's going into my arm is done, and I'd say it's about halfway through, so it's a sort of 20-minute, half an hour treatment. The next thing we're going to try is CoAQ10,
which is used by the body for energy production. So that's the key nutrient the body needs for energy production. It's also very important for cardiovascular health. And a lot of people who are just, well, depleted energetically, will definitely benefit from that. And you will notice the effects for several days or weeks after, generally. You know, it's very good.
And what
good.
Will I notice? That I'll feel
more energized.
More energized.
Less tired.
I can't wait.
So
when I arrived, you had a cocktail waiting for me, and that was the general sort of vitamin, high vitamins. What was in that general one?
So, yeah, I just had the basic mix, basically, which was a high dose of vitamin C and some electrolytes, you know. Mm-hmm. And then depending on, you know, what the person comes in with, what the main problems are, the symptoms, we then customize. That's right. Yeah.
And that's common. That's what you do. You have your basic.
Yeah. So, I mean, generally, if I was to see a patient first, for example, for bioresonance scan, where we're checking everything, and then I would, based on the results and obviously the patient's history, I would, you know, compose a treatment plan, which then also contains dietary advice, prescription of supplements, and then a treatment plan according to, like, what's been happening.
As we've talked about how I'm feeling, you've been adding things.
Yes.
So now you've taken me off that first strip, which you added the things we discussed before to, and now we're on... what are we on?
Coenzyme Q10.
Coenzyme.
Q10.
Yes. You see, I can translate. I've gone from feeling kind of quite hot and buzzy with very, 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 very dry mouth to kind of cool. I've got this kind of cool feeling in my veins now.
Because there's no magnesium to kind of
raise
the dilation, so that effect isn't there. And I suppose generally the IV doesn't have the same temperature as the body. So you might feel a little bit cooler because of that.
Which is quite a relief after the last... So it wasn't uncomfortable, but it was definitely kind of quite zingy, the first one. What's the best way for me to kind of start my day? If I want to start my day, give myself some energy, I try and avoid carbs because they don't like me.
Well, you know, if you're... that's right, avoiding carbs is always a good thing. Ketogenic diet is definitely the healthiest option there. You could just have some eggs, some avocados, some salmon, and so on. Just really looking at some low carb or no carb options. There's also things like nut breads and so on, which are very low in carbs as well. So that would be something very good, you know, for the start of the day, basically, to nourish.
And for people who aren't as worried about carbs, what about things things, like do you recommend porridge? Or?
Yeah, porridge can be a good one. Yeah, definitely porridge, especially if you soak that overnight to help to break down into nutrients. That's a very good thing, just very warming, very comforting.
And cinnamon, I'm told.
Cinnamon very good.
Very good for my system.
Helps to balance the blood sugar level. So yeah, no, definitely, especially if you have the first thing in the morning, can really help to keep you more stable throughout the day. Yes.
Yeah. What do you think about all of this sort of green juice for breakfast, green juices?
In winter, not generally something I would recommend. It's very cooling. A lot of people have already digestive systems that are under-functioning, that don't work very well. So I would certainly think, you know, that's only for certain people that can tolerate them well. Otherwise, herbal teas would be best in the morning, you know, right. Or a coffee as well. Yeah.
But yes, you can't take my coffee away from me. I feel like I have a different taste in my mouth. It's slightly sweeter.
Okay, yeah.
And it's slightly sort of, yes, sweeter, sharper almost.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
And I have more saliva.
There you go. You're quite, I suppose, in tune. A lot of people don't even notice that, you know. So, yeah.
It's all I ever think about myself.
Well, nothing wrong with that at all.
How do I feel? Let me ask myself. Hold on. How am I? That's why I'm the guinea pig.
So that was very interesting, Fee. It sounds like you had a very insightful infusion. I can't wait to go and have mine. Hopefully I won't be feeling ill when I go. I'll just go for a little booster. But on the tail of that, as it's the new year, do you have any New Year's resolutions, skin or unrelated?
Well, maybe I'm going to wash my face, Marianne, because every time we talk about cleansing, everybody, I get in terrible trouble.
How many times a day are you going to wash it, in the morning and at night or just at night?
Oh, I'm so confused with the teeth brushing from last year. I'm still trying to get my head around how many times a day to brush my teeth. But, you know, I've learned a lot last year because I am a guinea pig and I'm not a beauty journalist. And so I've changed my habits a little bit. So maybe I will attempt to be more vigilant. Also, I must say that my skin this year, I feel the creepy crepiness of age is beginning to catch up with me, even though
it's not.
God knows I pop anything I can into it, my face. But I think I might pop a flannel on it of an evening. And I've been reusing your cleanser recently.
Oh,
you'll be
so happy
to hear.
That makes me very happy.
Yes. It's very nice. It's a lovely massagey feeling. Anyway, I'm going to do that. I'm going to wash my face at night.
I'm so proud of you.
What about you? Because you're perfect. So.
Oh, in my perfection.
Could you exercise less? Could that be a resolution?
No, my New Year's resolution is to give myself more headspace, actually. So I'm a yes person. I always say yes. And I also am terrible at canceling. I mean, I will never cancel. I really have to be on my deathbed to cancel anything. But I want to make a little bit more time for myself and my family and not be obsessed with my gadget, which is the phone that is basically linked to my hand at all times. So really,
it's not your fault you're addicted, because it's an addictive machine.
Well, no, you know, I was interviewed and they asked me what keeps you up at night, and actually it's my phone. Yeah. It's the fact that my inbox is always full and I've had this
upbringing.
Why
don't you make your resolution to not use your phone after 8 o'clock at night? I know you can't do it. You look panic struck at the thought.
That gives me anxiety thinking about it. But what I have decided is that I need to carve more time during the day, which means doing less things that I shouldn't be doing, or just giving myself some more breaks so that I can catch up with it during the day.
See, I told you, give up exercise. You can answer
that. I can't. I know. But you know, I answer emails while I'm exercising. Anybody who sees me at the gym, they think I'm like a total weirdo.
So the odd couple.
But anyway, so that is mine, is to be a little bit more thoughtful in that and to be more in the moment and to take things in a stride. So, you know, there's a lot of unknowns in my little business that I have, my skincare business, and I need to be okay with being out of my comfort zone. So that means I need to have better sleep and better, you know, time management.
Oh, but speaking of sleep, I mean, can we just do something about sleep at some point? Because my sleep is absolutely shot at the moment. I wake up at 3 every morning.
Do
and
you?
I'm awake for 2 hours, and it's a recent thing. So I think we should investigate sleep.
Absolutely.
This year, because I would really like to have some.
So we all need sleep. Yeah. On the back of that, I was introduced to the Oura Ring. Have you heard of this ring? I'm not wearing it today because it's charging, and it's a fascinating ring that you wear on your fingers, and it tracks your sleep, the type of sleep you have.
Oh yes, actually,
and,
I do know about
the Oura Ring. And it's very interesting because it tells you, obviously, with a caveat, it's not perfect. You know, there are some ins and outs.
We can have a gadget show, because a friend of mine was wearing the other night a little pad, if you like, on her back, and every time she slouches over, it vibrates.
I need one of those.
Oh my absolutely god! Genius. So why don't we do a gadget?
Absolutely.
We've all just sat up really straight.
We did.
As we're talking about it.
Okay. Let's do a gadget one. But if there's anything else you, as the audience, would like us to talk about, there's a lot of interesting things coming out in the field of medicine always. Or is there anything you want to hear about, Fee?
Well, I really want to hear about, actually, because I went to, before Christmas, I went to the Evening Standard Theatre Awards, which are really like the Anna Wintour Fashion Awards, because she was hosting it and there were more fashion people than there were theatre people. But one of my kind of fashion friends, a stylist, was unbelievable about threading and the kind of...
Oh, we're definitely
she's
going
quite
to
young
do that.
And she's probably in her late 20s, early 30s, and all her friends are busy threading. And I think we need to talk about threading.
Absolutely.
Let's do that.
Are you going to guinea pig it?
Obviously.
I'm going to come and watch you. I'll hold your hand.
Although I'm not going to do what her friend did, which is thread through his nipples to pull his pecs up. I think I might draw the thread at that one. But yeah, I think we should do threading.
Thank you so much for listening. And we look forward to a fabulous 2020 with you.
Yeah, can't wait.
And
another
you.
Year with you, Mariam. Who could ask for anything more?
Bye.
Bye.
The Guinea Pig provides unbiased information to those who may be considering cosmetic surgery or even trialing a non-invasive treatment or product. We do not endorse the use of any product or procedure featured in this podcast and are not responsible for the outcome of any of the treatments featured on this podcast or damage caused in connection with any treatments or products. Should you decide to try any of the procedures, treatments or products mentioned in any episode of The Guinea Pig, you do so at your own risk. Always consult an independent and fully qualified medical professional if you are considering embarking on a medical procedure, irrespective of whether it's an invasive or non-invasive procedure.